colleague Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast! Rich Police Radio!
All right, welcome to Rich Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who is new to the show and new to me as well. And one of the coolest things about doing this podcast for as long as I have and covering, you know, as wide a range of genres of local artists that I can find is that I often get introduced to new stuff. And I think the guest on this episode is a perfect example of that. Someone who has been making music locally that I was unaware of. And then I got this email, hey, you should check out this artist. And then here we are talking about it. So I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself, give a bit of background about what you do as an artist, and then we can sort of get into it.
For sure. Hello, everyone. Hi, Sam. My name is Willow. That's my artist name. And I'm an Afrofusion artist, Afrofusion, Afrobeats, and hip-hop or R&B or contemporary music fused with Afrobeats. I'm based in Winnipeg, and I've been in Winnipeg for 5+ years now, making music for, you know, a little over a year.
Okay. And so I guess maybe that's a good place to start is that you're relatively new to Winnipeg. And I mean, as someone who grew up here, I'm always interested in sort of when people come from elsewhere and get involved in the music scene, I'm often interested in finding out sort of what their experience has been like. Did you find it a very welcoming city as far as being a place to sort of introduce yourself as an artist?
Oh, yes, for sure. Winnipeg, you know, one very unique thing about Winnipeg is it has... a very different subset of communities. It's a community driven, you know, city. So it's very easy for you to find your footing or find your steps and connect with the community. So I would say yes.
That's good. It's always good. Always good to hear. Yeah. Did you feel that you sort of had a place that you fit in musically sort of right away, or did you have to do a bit of work to, you know, figure out which other artists maybe are well suited to what you do or where the venues are or who to talk to and that kind of thing?
I mean, I think it's a mixed stance from the question you asked, because the kind of music I do is quite unique. I haven't really seen much people do that around the city.
Yeah.
So I had to do my own work, my own, you know, research background work to find out people that do something closely similar to what I do in Winnipeg. Like I said, you know, this is a city with huge community, you know, huge community presence. So, you know, finding that community that is, you know, really deeply close to what I do, and then commit, you know, finding that connection to, you know, grow and connect.
Sure. Well, that makes complete sense. Yeah. And I guess maybe, you know, we should dig into a bit about what you do. I know you have a new EP and that's kind of why we're talking now, but just as far as defining your style, I mean, you know, you call it Afrofusion. I think that the massive rise in popularity in Afrobeats as a genre in general worldwide in recent years. I think people are definitely familiar with what that sound is, but how does the fusion part fit in? You're fusing hip-hop, you're fusing other genres. How do you sort of define what you put together into that fusion to make your sound?
I would say it does a lot of reflection. My music stems from a lot of reflection. So I tend to, you know, express reflections through different genres, but you know, the background or the backbone would be Afrobeats, Afro style of music that's African. So I'd say that.
Okay, fair. Yeah. So is there? I mean, it seems like I was saying too. This genre has grown by leaps and bounds, sort of all over the world, including here in Winnipeg. Did you find sort of a thriving community of people making that kind of music? You know, I realize again, yours is slightly different because of the different influences you're bringing in. But just Afrobeats in general, did you find sort of a thriving scene here?
There's a thriving scene of Afrobeat music in Winnipeg, and it's, you know, it's hugely growing every day. We're seeing, you know, producers are being more open to, you know, creating or exploring this style of music as well. The Afrobeat community is really huge here. So I would say that is the part that helped me to fit in, you know, making connections and seeing how I can explore my sound, because I think I'm still in the early phase of my career. So exploration and being open to trying new things, and I'm seeing where that takes us.
Okay. And so you, like I said, you have this new EP, three songs, that is sort of, I guess this is your introduction to maybe a wider audience who may not have heard you before. When it comes to, like you said, sort of discovering and what your sound is, do you feel that these songs are sort of an accurate representation of who you are as an artist and where you're trying to go with your music?
Yes, I would say that, and I would say that primarily because of the messages of the three songs that I, that was just released 3 or 4 weeks back, 16th of August, of July, 16th of July. So, yeah, I would say it does a lot of reflection in terms of how I see my music, how I want to express my sound, and what I want people to pick, once they hear, a certain beat or a certain rhythm, and connect to myself really as an artist and what I do. So I would say.
I feel like the it's a genre of music too. You're mentioning the message in the songs and everything, and this is a genre of music where obviously you can have a song about, there's a wide range of subject matter you can talk about, but because of the upbeatness of it, because it's very danceable, because it has that kind of vibe to it, is it difficult to, if you want to get a message across, is there a concern that people maybe are going to overlook that and just focus on the fact that they can dance to it? Or do you, how important do you think it is to be able to fit a message into a song like that? Because you know that people are often going to be listening to it in maybe a context that doesn't necessarily require like headphones, close listening kind of thing, right? Because they're at a party or they're at an event or whatever.
I think that's a very interesting question, because Afrobeat is normally seen as, the beat is leading, it's the sound, it's dancing, it's grooving.
For sure.
Having to, incorporate, having to incorporate words or, wordplay into Afrobeat, whereas people are dancing, and it tends to miss the message or miss the mark sometimes.
Sure.
And I would say how I kind of addressed that with my producer as well was to be intentional on the kind of beats we're making, and making sure that the kind of beat is not, it's blending with where I am, the community I'm in, Winnipeg, there's a diverse community here. So how are we making, or how are we producing sounds or producing beats? Because the beats and the sound is the fundamental. So how are we making that to reflect, the kind of environments we are in? How are we finding a balance into both of them? So I think that was the starting point, or that was the background that made us, put in a kind of project that's not only we just dance, but it finds a balance to that calm or cool rhythm, and also the statements that are being made in the tracks and the EP.
How do you know sort of when you found the right beat? I mean, for someone like this, especially when you're trying to sort of juggle all these different aspects of it, what stands out to you about a beat that this will work for what I'm trying to get across?
What stands out for a beat for me? It's groovy, it's bouncy. I like the bouncy rhythms in beats. I like the groove, not so loud. So most times I can tend to play around and go loud, but for now, not too loud, subtle, and something that is groovy and nice to hear. Just listening, in your comfort of your room when you're alone and stuff. So,
okay. Yeah.
Huffing and puffing. Is that to this feeling I'm yearning inside me? I hope you ain't listening, cause I love to sort the people and give from distance.
Time after time now, the feelings caught up with the man, I do say distance. Make them pull up right now. Biggie man got 40 sight, I no talk 2 times. I told it this life that I've got in a cut to swipe. Always hungry more and more. Better know who tell you your story. May not TV your glory. Fight the battle where you fall, avoid. Everything I want in to find me. They take your time, better jump and start. Steady pushing front, no retreating. If they feel like say I don't waste my time, my baby done the hear all that they sing. And as I come front, make them listen. They not cause it they cover. Double trouble, wahala. No, they take time, recover. Telling me what do you want, I put my heart and soul in it. Let me say I'm not enough, Papa, she talk no noise on me. I cannot tell it all story. Don't listen to the noise for me.
Don't listen to the noise for me.
of that time now. The villains caught up with the man like they say distance. Make them pull up right now. Pinky man got 40 side and no talk two times. Had to live this life that I've got in a god knows why. Always hungry more and more. Better know who tell you your story. May not be your glory. Fight the battle where you fall, avoid. Time after time now. The villains caught up with the man like they say distance. Make them pull up right now. Pinky man got 40 side and no talk two times. Had to live this life that I've got in a god knows why. Always hungry more and more. Better know who tell you your story. May not be your glory.
When you mentioned a few minutes ago too about sort of the local environment you're in influencing things, do you feel that, you know, your music since you've been in Winnipeg, if you'd made music before you came here, do you think that Winnipegness has snuck into what you're doing? Like, do you hear sort of the local influence in what you're doing that maybe, you know, you might not have heard if you'd made music before you came here?
Actually, I started making music here.
Okay, so you're well immersed in Winnipeg when you
Yes. Yeah. So I would. It's hard for me to compare it with something I'm yet to experience, but I would say for sure, you know, when I started, you know, making music here in Winnipeg, I thought of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So maybe with time, maybe with in years to come or in coming months, who knows, when, you know, things are a little much different or when I'm exposed to a different type of, you know, scenery or a different type of crowd, and then we can explore more. So
sure,
I'll see that.
No, that's totally fair. One of the questions I used to ask people a lot, and I haven't done it in a while, but I'm gonna ask you this question, is I always like to know if people have a grasp on what they think Winnipeg sounds like. And I mean, I know we have a city where there's such a diverse, like you said, population, different cultures, tons of different styles of music, and I often ask this question to people who have been here for a long time, but as a relative newcomer to Winnipeg, do you have an idea of what Winnipeg sounds like? I mean, if you heard something in any genre of music, is there something about it that might scream Winnipeg to you? Or something that sort of strikes you as having that local flavor?
I think Winnipeg has a huge hip hop scene, a huge and diverse type of hip hop scene. So if I think of Winnipeg, I would think of hip hop. I would think of the hardcore beats. I would think of, you know, R&B is also huge here.
Yeah.
So a fusion of R&B and hip hop in it. I would think of, yeah, that's a good representation of Winnipeg to
sure,
me.
Sure. Have you had, I mean, I imagine there's a lot of crossover between what you do and between the hip hop scene as well. Obviously they're distinct genres, but I mean, there's definitely connections there, right? Musically and otherwise. Have you found a lot of kinship sort of with the local rap scene, or is that something you still want to explore more?
I think it's still something I want to explore. Like I said, I'm still in my early stage of my journey. So, looking to find more connections and build more connections, going to more community events. Like you say, like we can see from this summer, the city is growing. So this is growing. More people are coming in. We can explore more avenues or more atmosphere, more possibilities of meeting new people, meeting new producers, some producers are on the ground that you don't know about, seeing how we can, you know, come together and grow that community and explore more of that hip hop and R&B sounds that's it's already thriving in the city.
Yeah, it definitely is thriving for sure. I think you're right about that. I mean, I started going to local hip hop shows in probably the late 90s, early 2000s, and I mean, it's even grown massively since then too, which is really cool to see the growth. And I think that one of the interesting things about sort of the way the city has grown and the population is exploding and there's people from all over the world coming is that we are getting these fusion genres are happening, right? People are coming in from countries from all corners of the world and coming to Winnipeg, and that's mixing with what's already here. And that's mixing with what, you know, maybe a group, three different people in three different countries, and they come up with something totally new. And I think that we have like this unique thing where the music scene is so tight knit that everyone sort of works together eventually, but everyone's from everywhere else and everyone has all these different influences, and it just seems to keep like recycling into new styles and new things that are happening. So, I mean, having someone like you who is relatively new to the scene coming in and bringing what you bring in is obviously it might impact someone else who's never heard your music before and vice versa. And that's just going to create this whole weird Winnipeg, you know, mix of stuff that keeps happening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for sure. I think I think that's something that I think is very unique about us, and we our differences is unique. You know, bringing those differences and those different experiences, perspective, together, and creating it into, you know, a sound. It's I think it's something very inspiring.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Why you buy my pick on the budget? All the farm come to my pet. All them thoughts just in my head. See, I saw the shots, it don't do. But the way you buy my pick on the budget? All the farm come to my pet. All them thoughts just in my head. See, I saw the shots, it don't do. Oh, baby, lock up. Now what they cruising, I drop top. She won't connect in my, she won't connect in my hotspot. She be no, say she fuck up. She be no, say she be no, I be bad boy. She never see this guy, I'm fine, boy, yeah. But this at the dropping, they be line up, yeah. Picking my rent, not the turn up, yeah. Picking my rent, not the turn up, yeah. See the way it they flow for me, yeah. Making man just a struggle with chess. But those nights I've been hiding if yeah. Cause when I'm up, you never thought I'll be here, ooh. Thought I'll be here. My life no good pause for you, dear. See my type, I am certainly rare. Now all the troubles done, they're trooping in bed. Now all the killers that they're trooping in twos. Because my music, it they make it in the groove. And then be things, they am acting brand new. And then be think cause I blow now, yeah, ooh, ooh. They move, jeje. All I cash, they make you move, jeje. If I tell you something, you must do. If I come for you, you go see my move. When you buy my pick on the patch. So the farm come, they my pet. All them thoughts just in my head. See, I saw the shots, it don't do. But the way you buy my pick on the budget. So the farm come, they my pet. All them thoughts just in my head. See, I saw the shots, it don't do. Oh, baby, lock up. Now what they cruising, I drop top. She won't connect in my, she won't connect in my hotspot. She be no, say she fuck up. She be no, say she be no, I be bad boy. She never see this guy, I'm fine, boy, yeah. But this at the dropping, they be line up, yeah. Picking my rent at the turn of the year. Picking my rent at the turn of the year.
What has the response been to your EP so far? I mean, I know it's only been out for a few weeks at the time we're recording this, but what kind of feedback have you got?
The response have been great. The response have been great in terms of, you know, what people are like, the kind of songs that people prefer, because where I had the conversation with my manager, my producer, like just to have a guess of what people might resonate more to. And you know, it's very interesting to see people resonating with different songs based on, you know, where they're at. So yeah. I think it's good and it's great.
What do you have, how do you follow this up now? Because now you have this EP out, you're kind of out there in the world, people can hear your stuff, you know, whatever platform they use to listen to music. Where do you go from here now that this has been, this sort of calling card is out there now, people know who you are?
Yeah, so where I want to go from here is to be out more, you know, in the community, and you know, perform in, you know, little local shows, and also building my sound. What I'm looking forward to is, you know, releasing music, you know, periodically, and being more bold, more open, and I would say finding that unique sound. I would say, because, you know, like I said, I'm still in that journey, so to see and to be in that space where I can create more and be out there more and make people know and hear of Wilu.
Do you think that you've already sort of progressed beyond these three songs that are out now? I mean, do you think that your new stuff is already sort of moving in whatever direction you're headed, or are you still sort of very much in the same mode as the songs that people are hearing now?
Oh, I think I'm really in the mode of what people are hearing now. Though I still have projects that I'm still working on the ground to see how we can test and find new things. Because one thing I did in the EP as well was try different type of sounds in that same EP and in that same genre. So just to kind of gauge what people what the crowd wants and what they resonate more with, okay, and using that to refine what we're already making to you know, grow that audience.
Cool. And then, you know, because it's a podcast, someone could hear it the day it comes out, in which case your EP is still new, or they could hear it 5 years from now, they could hear it 10 years from now.
Yeah.
I've been doing this forever, so who knows how long this will be on the internet. But regardless of when they hear this, what's the best way to find out more information about you? Best way to find your music, find out about upcoming events? Maybe by the time someone hears this, you could have a new record out. Who knows, right?
Yeah, so the best way to find me is on Instagram. I go as _Wheelo, WHEALO. Twitter as well, TikTok as well. I'm on all social media platforms. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, every DSPs that you use. You can find me there, WHEALO, Wheelo.
Cool.
So from there, you can see more of my upcoming events, more of my shows, contents that I'm working on, and new works. So yeah. Cool. Catch me on there.
Cool. And I'll put links to some of that in the show notes too, so people can just find it right away when they're listening to this. Yeah. And do you, at the time we're recording this, do you have anything coming up as far as events in the relatively near future?
The relatively near future is mostly on the ground. Thing I'm looking to, my manager and I, my team, were looking to explore and work, but everything will be out on all social media platforms, and we'll follow up with you know, the audience.
Cool. And then before I let you go, I mean, I think that a lot of people who listen to the show, they listen to a lot of different styles of music. You're probably a new face and a new voice to a lot of them. If you could just do a quick elevator pitch to sell yourself, I mean, for someone who's hearing this and they've listened and you sound interesting, try to sell yourself quick. Like, what's the best way in like a couple minutes you can describe your sound that people might want to check it out? Sorry to throw this at you, but I'm not sorry. No, go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's fine. One of my songs that is out is Colonize, and the main catchy, the main chorus of what it's talking about is, they try to colonize in my mind, I never even try understand their passion, within them don't plan no go last, lost in the dark I apply heavy pressure. So it's just talking about what it is to colonize in your mind and what that looks like, and the feeling, the reflection of what it is. So, yeah.
Within them don't plan no go last. Lost in the dark, I apply heavy pressure.